It is now disclaimer time.
We are here to share Prince's works with the utmost authenticity, clarity, and precision. This means there may be situations where the material being discussed may be sensitive or offensive to some. However, we have chosen to discuss his work as it was initially produced. We will not alter any of his original work to suit anyone's comfort, including our own. This podcast is to celebrate Prince and his works.
Thank you for your support and understanding. Now on to the show.
Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen... A
Million Days. Welcome to the next episode. What the hell, man?
That scared me out of my seat.
Of Alphabet Suite podcast.
Yeah, my entire screen went red for that one, too.
I am your host, Pat.
I am your co-host, Timothy.
And I'm producer Aaron.
Rock on.
And before anything happens, I'm going to insist on some housekeeping that keeps not happening.
What's that?
How the hell do people get in touch with you?
Ooh, they can get in touch with us, can't they?
That's why.
Why do we keep forgetting that?
That's why he's the producer.
That is exactly why. So before we forget again.
Alphabet Suite Podcast on Facebook. Alpha Suite Podcast. Gmail.
I love how you looked at your notebook in the middle of that like you had something.
Yes. I'm looking for help, you know, as I'm talking.
Are we still on X? Or did you get booted again?
No, we're on X. Xfinity, yeah.
Xfinity.
Alphabet Suite podcast on X, formerly Twitter.
Yep. And you got booted off Instagram.
No, I'm still on there.
No, you got booted off TikTok, right?
Yeah. Got banned.
You got banned from TikTok?
I put one picture on there. It was Prince.
How do you put a picture on TikTok?
I don't know. Ask my kids. They're the one that's teaching me stuff. Huh. What was it?
How do you get banned for putting a picture of Prince on TikTok?
I don't know. Maybe because they found out I wasn't, 10 years old? I don't know.
Maybe they found out you weren't Prince? Huh. That's weird.
So,
yeah. Hit us up, or you can even message us. Type something in the comments below. We look and respond to them.
Leave a review on your podcasting platform of choice.
Yeah. Let them know if we're good, bad, or ugly, or all of the above.
Well, they don't know about ugly. They can't see it.
Oh, well.
Do we ever...
Ow! They're audio only.
Do we ever...
Do we ever? Only
our
on
sister,
Saturdays.
Our sisters.
We got our sister channel too. But that's only on YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. Alphabet Suite playlist.
Yes. And what's on the Alphabet YouTube. Suite playlist?
Music.
What music?
Prince's stuff.
Not just Prince's stuff.
When I say Prince's stuff, it's everybody that worked with him. That he's done stuff for, man.
It's all the songs we've talked about.
Well, then just say that.
With covers, samples.
Hey, catching up.
Yeah. And if you really dig us and want to get into some cool stuff, check out our Patreon page.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/AlphabetSuite podcast.
It's cheap, like us. It's cool, like us.
I don't think the content's cheap.
Well, no, but it's cheap to join and watch us.
Yeah.
We got some cool exclusive stuff there. Plus, you get commercial-free podcasts. We're going to have...
That might be an issue in the near future, but we'll get that figured out.
We'll figure it out. But, yeah, we're gonna do it. And we're working on adding more and more content there. So, yeah, follow us on Patreon. Support us and help us to pay for the studio we're remodeling.
Yes.
So anyway,
can
this
we leave the
huh? Oh yeah, that'll you're
thank you.
Yeah, that'll stay.
I like that.
Unless, not that anyone can see it.
Unless producer Aaron decides otherwise.
No, the clouds can stay.
Thank you.
Your raspberry beret?
Yes.
You know when we do raspberry beret, we're gonna have to show that.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying you know we gotta looking at him? I'm the one that handles the cameras.
Yeah.
and all the hardware.
So you want me? Okay.
He's getting.
Every time we look at him, he says, "Why you keep looking at me?
What's up with that, dude?"
And now I don't look at him. He's like, "Why ain't you looking at me?" Because
you're talking about me. Something I got to do.
So.
No, I'm talking about a million days.
You are.
Oh, snap. Good segue. To our sponsor.
We don't have a sponsor.
No, we don't.
We have partners. We don't have a sponsor yet. So if you'd like to sponsor us, hey, we're cool with that too. So a million days is off of Musicology. What'd you think of it? Read your notes. Tell me what you thought. You're contemplating throwing that pen at me. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, because I was going off into a story and you just took off.
Oh, tell me. Is it story time?
No, it's not story time.
I like story time.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
It's make fun of Tim time.
That's no. What that is.
Whoa.
Story time.
So, yes.
It's not story time?
Not yet. After this. You know, at the end.
Do you need a hug?
Let's get right in. No.
Okay. No hug. Do you need a hug?
A million days.
No, I'm getting plenty of hugs from the cat right now.
Yeah.
You call that hugs?
Claws and teeth.
Say, he's attacking you.
A million days from Musicology.
I like Musicology. And I pretty much like everything on there.
Damn.
This is one of them that's included. You know, I enjoyed it.
Is there more to that?
There is, but I'm trying to. I'm trying to refresh my memory from earlier today.
About the song?
Yeah, go down a little bit so I can see like the version things.
Okay.
Video, yes. Okay, yes, I watched the promotional video.
Did you?
Yeah.
The documentary part or the actual promo video?
It wasn't really long.
Okay, that's the video. Because he did that a documentary on the making of the video.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 20-some minutes long.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch the whole
thing. So you watched the actual promo video?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at the end, you know, they had the lady talking about, you know, they just finished up day two.
Yep.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, it was really cool, I thought.
Yeah.
You know. The song is good.
It's different. Yeah, and the song, like you said, it starts out slow, then kind of picks up as it goes.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, what is it? Call My Name? That's kind of, I thought it was going to keep like that.
And it did not.
It went elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, though. It still was good in its own right.
Yeah. So when this song, when Musicology came out, this was... back when he was doing his music club, the online music club.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we joined it, of course, because it's Prince. So we joined the music club. And I might have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again just because.
They know how old you are, so
go. Yeah. Did I tell them how old I am?
You did.
So when he went on tour with this, there's a couple things that were cool. One is... being in the club, you got first opportunity to buy tickets before they went on sale to the public. The caveat to that was they never told you where you were sitting. You just bought the tickets. And the tickets were just, they're cheap. They're like $50 or something like that.
Okay.
So they're even cheaper than what the public paid.
Oh, wow.
And the second thing was everyone who bought a ticket got a copy of the CD. For the Musicology tour, which made this actually kind of prompted Billboard. You know how they talk about the top selling albums and all that, mm-hmm. and how it goes platinum and that. They changed how they do that because of this, because he was handing it out. So technically, he sold all those copies because you bought a ticket and you got the CD. So it made this like one of the top selling albums of the year. So it was kind of a contrived thing.
It's kind of slick.
It is. So that prompted Billboard to change the way they do it. Anyway, that's besides the point. But Missy was always ticked off because why am I paying for these tickets? I don't know where we're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
just the whole time she was just tick. You didn't find out where you're sitting until you got to the window to pick up your tickets.
Okay.
So this was another concert that he did in the round. So it wasn't the typical flooring or the seating chart that you would do at the venue. So we go and we pick up our tickets and we're looking at, you know, because usually it's like section one, you know, row seven, seat mm-hmm. three, whatever.
Right.
And this had a lot of letters and this and that. And I'm like, I have no idea. You walk into the stadium and I'm looking around. I see nothing that matches my ticket stub. I'm like,
you're sitting in the parking lot.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, what the heck? So we find a person. We're like, hey, where are we sitting at? And they take them. They look at our tickets. Oh, you're on the floor in row three.
Wow.
So we had third row seats to Prince.
That's pretty nice. Awesome.
Yeah. And
for $100.
Huh? For $100. It was like $100. And so I look at her and I'm like, are you angry now?
Right. Calm down, little woman.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had to look up on the stage that we were that close. I was like, this is cool.
You could smell his butt sweat.
You could, well, I think I got some on me.
Nice.
Did you ever wash it off?
I never. No, I haven't showered since.
Bro, you should have asked him to autograph that butt sweat.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. That's my musicology story. He did not sing A Million Miles. I will tell you that right now. He did not sing that.
You were that close. Why didn't you ask him why?
I could have, because he was calling people up on stage to dance with him.
Oh.
And
that would have been hilarious.
Another funny, yeah, this white boy don't dance. I was trying to get Missy to go up there, but she's like, oh, I ain't going.
Oh.
But so you had all these people up on stage. Well, there's this chick who was wearing this really, really short mini skirt, like butt cheek hanging out kind of mini skirt.
Oh my.
Wasn't wearing panties.
Oh my.
As soon as he saw that, he kicked her off the stage.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I was like, okay, me and Missy were busting up. So anyway.
Yeah, that's
nice view.
Huh?
Nice view.
Yeah. Oh, we were right there. We saw it all.
You were looking up her skirt.
She was probably trying to go backstage.
I had no choice. I mean, I was looking up and she was right there. So anyway.
She didn't care.
She didn't care. Prince cared.
Yeah, he did. I like that. That's good. I'm glad he
booted her off the stage. And he even did one of his little, when he saw her, and he pointed at the security guards and pointed at her, and then he looked out of the crowd and did his little, you know, yeah. And off she went. Which is kind of hot, but anyway. So, yeah, there's no cover versions that I could find. And there is no sampling. No, it was just a one and done plus the video. So, yeah. Not a bad song. Yeah. I mean, huh?
Tim, I love you, man. Calm down the clicking.
Story time.
Is it?
It's story time.
I'm going to tell you a story about my producer and my pen. Okay, so...
After we pull the pen out of his eye?
Yeah. So, I thought a lot about...
You sure this doesn't need to go to Patreon?
No. Facebook's version... It's really quick. Facebook's version of X. Called Threads.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to, you know, try to get on that, but I thought, you know what? Okay, let me do it. So I you know, somehow got linked from Instagram, I think it was, mm-hmm. right into Threads.
Well, doesn't Facebook own Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. They're the same thing.
So as I'm
it's on... It's also there, called Meta.
Yeah.
The company that owns them all is called Meta.
Yeah.
Okay. So as I'm on there... And I'm trying to find my way through. I'm like, all right. So it's a whole slew of posts from people, which was actually kind of cool because it was like almost in real time with people, you know, whatever. And 99% of what I was seeing, and I went must have went through about 300 different
posts.
Boobies?
No.
Oh.
Not on the first day. Was, hey, add me, I'll add you. Let's get, you know, grow together. And that's all it was.
Everyone's just trying
for
to
connect. For 3 days.
Follow for follow. That's what happens every time a platform gets new.
For 3 days. And I'm like, what the hell are they?
That's how you get followers.
Because
it's not about content. Like, I mean, people just want to be popular.
I don't care about all that.
Well, then a lot of what happens, at least in my experience from what I hear from people, is when you do that, a lot of them will just unfollow them once they hit their follower count and then just drop them down to, like, you know, 10.
Yeah.
But then they have 12,000 followers.
Yeah. And that's why I don't.
So,
but if you like us, follow us.
Not on Threads.
No.
Yeah.
We're not on Threads. But
no. I was attempting to try to take it there. Yeah. But then, you know, like 3 days of doing it, I'm like, man, this is stupid. A week and a half pass, and I happen to, because I'm done with Instagram, too. I just can't do it. So
that's fine.
I'm like, for one day, I just clicked on, I was almost done with
Twitter, X, whatever.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Freaking block me out. That pissed me off, man. I don't know what that. Anywho. So
what do you mean they blocked you out?
Yeah.
When you couldn't get signed in that time?
Yeah, you people don't read stuff. That's what it is. Yeah.
Instagram's pretty easy. You post a lot of posts on Facebook with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You can just do that on Instagram, and then it'll automatically go to Facebook or vice versa.
Mm. All right. So after a week, I get, you know, check out my the Instagram. I got 99 notifications for Threads. I ain't been on it in like a week and a half.
And it's all, you follow me, I'll follow you.
No, it's all, you know, this person added you. Add them, follow them back or whatever. I was like, no. So 2 days ago, I get back on Threads. And that's where I see nothing but boobies. I got all these freaking people following me, you know, and their crotches out in the air and their boobs. And they're like, you know.
I didn't think they let you follow nudity on there.
Follow me on
Threads.
Follow me on, you know, whatever. OnlyFans. So we can, you know, talk. And what is this turning into be, man? What is
same thing?
Oh, those are scams. If they're telling you to follow them somewhere to talk?
Yeah. I mean, this is the
same thing every other social media thing is. It's just.
So that's my little fit for Threads. That
dude, my social feeds are clean. I see cars.
Cars.
Guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And friends. Not the show. My friends. Oh, and dogs.
Or Chandler.
And cats.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, anyway, a million days.
Yeah. That was.
Uh-oh.
That's my little story.
That's your rant.
Yeah. I got another one.
Social media is just
garbage.
Garbage, man.
It is.
It's turned into the junk mail of the internet.
You just need to use it for the tool that it is, that's all.
Yeah.
Guess what time it is?
Could it be snack time?
Snack time.
Who's catching this time?
Ooh.
All right. Snack time is brought to you
by our partner, Castos.
What's up, party people? Producer Aaron here with a special message just for you. Are you a podcast creator looking to take your show to the next level? Well, we've partnered with Castos, the ultimate podcast distribution platform built just for you. With Castos, you can easily distribute your podcast to multiple platforms, reaching millions of listeners worldwide. Castos works with all of the major podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. So your show can be heard everywhere your audience is. But that's not all. Castos also offers powerful analytics, giving you valuable insights into your audience's preferences and engagement. You can track your growth, episode downloads, listener demographics, helping you make informed decisions to improve your show. And here's the exciting part. Castos offers monetization options too. You can easily monetize your podcast through sponsorships, ads, or even setting up a membership program for your loyal listeners. Turn your passion into profit with Castos. So what are you waiting for? Sign up at one of our links below today to support us and grow your own show. Castos is here to empower podcast creators like you with the tools and resources you need to succeed. Join the Castos community and unlock the full potential of your podcast. Start reaching more listeners, monetizing your content, and taking your show to new heights. Castos, the podcast distribution platform built for creators. Once again, use one of our links below now and sign up to embark on an incredible podcasting journey with Castos. You don't want to miss this.
All right, so
Castos.
Snack
Castos.
Time. Today, we are going to be eating
a lot of calories. Jeez.
Can you see that?
Probably not. I can zoom in on it, though.
Okay, here, let's put it out here. Pringles, chili cheese fries.
Oh, I legit thought this, because I only saw part of it when I pulled it out of the bag. I thought it was Philly cheesesteak. I'm like, damn, that sounds good too.
That's not
with chili cheese fries. That sounds great as well.
Not,
yeah, buddy.
It's close, but not. All right.
Did I grab the wrong one?
You did.
Pringles, chili.
The other ones.
I showed up. Did.
Yeah. Chili cheese fries.
I put the lid back on and tossed it.
Just toss it.
Yeah. I know these are going to be good.
They smell good.
Ooh.
Because they smell like the chili cheese Fritos.
And I love chili cheese Fritos.
It tastes like the chili cheese Fritos. Just on a potato chip.
Mmm. I'm not sure what I think about that.
I had some sort of burst of something.
Right when you put it in, yeah. You get a huge burst of flavor. But I don't know what that flavor is. It doesn't taste like chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese Fritos.
But it is a huge burst of flavor.
I can taste, like right now, I can taste the Fritos. Chili cheese Fritos.
Can you?
But that big burst, I don't know what that was, but...
I don't know, but it's huge.
It's really good.
I like it.
Mm. You're the skeptic. Hmm? Where you at?
I don't know. I don't dislike it.
This is the second chip in that same burst.
Yeah, every chip I've put into my mouth. And when you look at it, it doesn't look like it's really loaded with... Right. Spice. It's very lightly. It looks very lightly spiced.
I've had 15 of them already.
But man, you stick this in there, and it's just like a party in your mouth.
Uh-huh. A party in your mouth.
Want some more?
If you eat more than one at a time, you still get that burst?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's bigger.
It That's doesn't taste like chili cheese fries to me, though.
I think they're saying chili cheese fries because they took just the chili cheese powder from the Fritos. Or a similar thing. I don't think Pringles is Frito-Lay. I don't think
they're made by Fritos.
Hmm. Don't say. Either way, it's a very similar flavor.
I think I like it.
Then you should try chili cheese Fritos. Anyone want some more?
You've never had chili cheese Fritos?
No, I'm not.
Are you freaking?
I'm not a big Fritos.
Bro!
Person. What?
The hell?
Hey.
You're gonna try
what?
Them. You're gonna try them one day and you're gonna be like, man, where you been all my life? They're that
good. Well, apparently I just tried them now.
It's pretty damn close.
It's very similar.
Hmm.
Except it's a corn chip instead of a potato chip.
Potato chip, yeah. Potato crisp. Those are potato crisps.
You're right. Legally, you are correct.
Yes. I hate when my daughter does that.
Potato crisp.
Yeah, I hate that because I'll say, do you want me to get some Pringles? She's like, okay. I was like, what kind of potato chips at the Pringles do you want? Because she likes different potato crisps. They're potato crisps. They're
potato
crisps. It says it right there on the container.
Instead of saying what kind of potato chip or Pringle do you want, say what kind of flavor.
What flavor of Pringles do you want?
Because she's also accurate.
Yes.
The potato chip of Pringle I want is a crisp.
She needs to be in her place.
A place?
She is
her place.
She needs to know her place.
That's right.
You're not allowed to be smart in this house, apparently.
You're not allowed to be accurate and factual.
I told my daughter last night.
Which one?
Thanks, Castos.
Yeah. Thanks, Castos.
Much appreciated.
Maybe Castos can do something about my daughter, problem.
I'm sure they can help her start a podcast.
If she ever started a podcast, I bet it'd all be about you.
I don't know.
So anyway,
it'd be called Daddy Drama.
32 hours, man. I texted her last night, and I literally said, "It has been 32 hours since you have said any verbal thing to me."
Do you want she this went a on day the and show? A half?
I said, anyway, your bread is on its way.
Your bread?
Yeah, French bread from Walmart.
You are welcome.
Just, I don't know.
Dude, she's
like, there. You know, she was the spoiled one. She was my baby, and this is the wrong show for this.
We need a counseling show now. Anyway, let's be happy.
A million days.
At least it's only been 32 hours and not a million days since she talked to you.
Kids, man.
Kids. Yeah, they grow up and then they turn into us.
Oh.
But think about this. One day, if she has kids of her own... You can sit back and watch and say, remember when you did that to me?
I can't wait for her if she has kids. I can't wait for it. All these kids, man. All this grief you give me, I hope your kids is 10 times worse than what you were. And I'm going to sit back and be like,
that's one of the most evil things I've ever heard you say.
So you were talking about HM Buff. What would you want to say? We had technical difficulties, but we're back. We are back now.
Why you get me into story time about my doctor? You made me forget that the glitchy. Sorry about that.
We had a glitch, and we got a story while we fixed the glitch, but we're back. Let's continue with a million days, please. Or are you done?
I'm done.
Because you were going to talk about something.
HM Buff, who is that? And what is that?
He was an engineer.
I never heard of him. I don't know that guy.
Anyway. I don't know. Anyway.
So, yeah. There we go.
If my brain's working, the engineer is usually the guy on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, it's the sound engineer, the one who, like Suzanne Rogers.
Mm.
Susan Rogers. Why did I say Suzanne? Susan Rogers.
I don't know.
She was a sound engineer.
I like her.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. But she was long gone by the time this came out.
Yeah.
I wish she would have... I mean, I understand for her career and doing what she needed to do. You know, at some point you got to part ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought when you listened to Prince's music through the years, I thought he did probably his best stuff with her. You know, personally, I think Susan Rogers is just amazing. So anyway, so that's it for a million days, right? Are we good? Are we done?
I'm good.
So till next time, peace.
Peace.
This has been a Tatanka Enterprises production.